Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Jim Blasingame, he's the cyber king of small business. Search Google for small business expert, and he's tops on the list.
I guess that makes you number one.
He's number one on Google and number one in our hearts.
Aww.
He's Jim Blasingame, the small business advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm very excited about having our good friend Skip Miller back on the show. Skip is a 17-year member of our Brain Trust. Couldn't do without him. Founder and president of M3 Learning, sales and management expertise company. He knows he's forgotten more about helping people learn how to sell than most people will ever know. He's written all the important books on the topic, proactive selling management, proactive sales management, I should say. And his new book, Selling Above and Below the Line. He's our good friend, Skip. Welcome back.
Always a pleasure, Jim. Good morning. Good morning.
William Skip Miller is the name of the book. Hey, Skip, we're heading off into the fourth quarter. And having been a salesman all my life, I start feeling animal spirits about right now. Even when I had my year made, you know what I mean by that was always my goal. January 1, my goal was by October 1, I want to have my year made so that whatever happens in the fourth quarter is 100% gravy. Even in those years when I actually pulled that off, and I didn't do it every year, I still had those animal spirits rising in my bark just about the end of September. What do you think?
Well, it sounds like you used to sandbag your quota. That's what that sounds like.
No, I had help. No, my quota came from God. I didn't, you know what I mean? My quota came from corporate God. It wasn't my quota. It was handed to me.
No. I wanted to be a dollar ahead. You know, by the end of September, I want to be a dollar ahead of my year-to-date quota, so then I don't have that big, huge hockey stick at the end of the year going, you know, I got to make it up. And, well, whatever the case may be. Jim, we talked to a lot of business owners about their pipeline and what they see. That sounds like it's the same thing every year. Okay, it's September. October starts by 4th. October, I'm going to take an assessment of what I have in the funnel, try to close as much as I can. And why do that? 30 to 40% of your pipeline is smoke. So, number one, I have three rules for the end of the year. Rule number one, don't wait for December to find out what's coming in or not. Qualify in out now. So you will focus on a hot pipeline in the fourth quarter, not you know, a whole bunch of stuff you're going to work on, or it's going to be a maybe anyway.
So you're saying look at your prospect list with extreme prejudice.
Get rid of 30%.
Don't mess around. Don't play around. Don't have any what we used to call China eggs. People who you thought were going to hatch in March and they're still on your list and they still haven't hatched and they're probably not going to. Don't be stupid. Don't be dumb. Don't be naive about them. And only focus on the people that you've qualified that absolutely with extreme prejudice could close this year.
I talked to some lady the other day who runs a small business. She says, I have 3X funnel. So I'll be good for the fourth quarter. And I said, well, if you have 3X funnel for the fourth quarter, that means you're working on two things that are not going to come in and one thing that's going to come in. So why don't you do a better job of qualifying now rather than do all this effort on stuff that's not going to come in?
Mm-hmm.
So the first thing for your small business owners, qualify in, out. You know, and I don't care what qualification method you use. Do they have budget? Have they been, you know, year before? You know, do they have cause? Do they have trains? Whatever the method is. But rule number one, get rid of 30%. We constantly see it, Jim, and it's a waste of time. You put it in maintenance mode.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
What happens when you
We're not telling you to
really
throw them away, folks. We're just telling you not to count on them this year. And if they should happen to pop back up, Merry Christmas.
And you know what happens when people always want what they can't have? All of a sudden you're saying, well, I've got other stuff to work on. How about if you and I get together in February? No, I need it now. I mean, it happens all the time.
Yeah,
rule number one, qualify as fast as you can by some whatever method, but your goal will be to get 30% out of your pipeline so that you're not working on stuff you don't need.
Well, that's exactly right. And, folks, when we come back after the break, I want to get Skip to talk about how to help us do that. This is really important. I just wonder, Skip, if after all these years, I take qualifying prospects for granted. You take it for granted. But that, I think there may be a generation or two of people out there, God bless them, everyone, who haven't been hardened in the qualifying crucible like you and I have. I mean, it's
they return my call. They're qualified because they return
right.
my call.
Exactly. Yeah, if they haven't closed, if they didn't close up shop, if the doors are still open, they qualify. Hold on to that thought. Skip Miller, ladies and gentlemen, and I will be right back. M3Learning.com, is that right?
Yes, sir.
Quick break. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.